Hi, folks. Chocolate Yoda here, spelled Y-O-D-D-A-H, because film studios are litigious. And today I want to talk to you about this past Easter. Easter Sunday, 2024, fell on March 31st. And I learned shortly after that during Easter, Republicans yet again worked themselves into a frenzy over things that don't exist. They accused President Biden of somehow co-opting Easter by acknowledging that trans people exist. Oh yeah. So I looked into it. Turns out that International Transgender Day of Visibility was started in 2009 and always falls on March 31st. March 31st does not always fall on a Sunday, and Easter Sunday does not always fall on March 31st. In fact, since 1900, I looked this up, Easter fell on March 31st in 1907, 1918, 1929, 1991, 2002, 2013, and 2024, and will not happen again until 2086. The idea that this was a deliberate choice by President Biden is, to put it simply, ludicrous. President Biden did what presidents do on notable days. He noted them. He made a statement about Easter and made another statement about Transgender Day of Visibility. Moving on to the outrage about religious symbols on eggs for the annual Easter egg hunt at the White House, because this was another manufactured outrage. Another bout of faux pearl clutching by Republicans. Since 1978, when Jimmy Carter was in office, the rule about omitting religious symbols on Easter eggs has been in effect. President Biden would have to be very clever to have manipulated that, but also the rule was in effect when Donnie Dump was squatting in the White House. Again, this has nothing to do with anything more than inclusion. And that's what's at the heart of the real issue. Republicans. And please, I don't mean all Republicans. I mean rabid, angry Republicans who want to make enemies of anyone who isn't them hate inclusion. They don't want black and brown people included. They don't want gay people included. They don't want trans people included. They don't want anyone who isn't Christian included. Inclusion upsets them, so it only stands to reason that President Biden upsets them because President Biden supports inclusion. And I have to give it to the Republicans for telling these stories in such a clever way. They leave out pertinent facts to make it seem like Biden just lost his mind and co-opted Easter. It's just dumb. So anyway, I just wanted you to know that. That's all for now. Peace, love, and granola. Talk to you soon.